One of the key pieces of evidence presented at the trial that found Richard Baranek guilty was a single hair found at the crime scene that an FBI analyst said matched the hair on Baranek's head. Years later, DNA testing proved that hair was not Baranek's. His case is now one of thousands that the FBI is currently reviewing, in which crime lab analysts used a flawed technique called microscopic hair comparison. Keith Finley is director of the Wisconsin Innocence Project and an attorney working on the case.
This case adds in recognition that forensic sciences can be flawed and are not nearly as scientific as we have come to believe over the years.
Attorneys for Baranek will file a motion to allow him to be released on bail. Alexandra Hall, Wisconsin Public Radio.